I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. When I came as a sinner, you saved, healed, and made me whole. Now that I am born again, you are still my caretaker. Every day, every moment, every time and everywhere, you are always there for me. This is why I will not fail. You are the great and mighty God. There is no mountain so too high. There is no valley so too deep that you cannot take care of. There is no trouble anywhere. There is no problem in my life that you cannot take away. Lord, I put my trust in you. In spite of Satan's roaring, the attacks of his demons, the tempting of his children, no evil will come near me. You walk on the raging sea. You died on the rugged cross to take care of your people. What a caring Lord you are. In your Father's glorious home, a mansion made you for me. When I leave this world at last, I live forever with you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. When I came as a sinner, you say feel and make me whole. Now that I am born again, you are still my caretaker. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Every day, every moment, every time and everywhere, you are always there for me. That is why I will not fail. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You are the great and mighty God. There is no mountain so too high. There is no valley so too deep that you cannot take care of. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. There is no trouble anywhere. There is no problem in my life that you cannot take away. Lord, I put my trust in you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In spite of Satan's running, the attacks of his demons, the tempting of his children, no evil will come near me. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I don't know one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You walk on the raging sea. You died on the rugged cross to take care of your people. What a caring Lord you are. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I don't know one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In your Father's glorious home, a mansion made you for me. When I leave this world at last, I live forever with you. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. I know no one else like you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My God is great. This is the first 3-day fasting and prayer for 2015. Some weeks ago, we were looking forward to the beginning of 2015. And now, we are in it. Let's stand up and begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's honor the Lord for bringing us into the new year in peace. Let's give honor to him. Let's give glory to him. Let's give adoration to him. Let us magnify the name of the Lord. Let us say thank you to him. He's worthy. Worthy of our praise. He's worthy of adoration. Magnify the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Exalt the Lord. Praise his holy name. Worthy is his name. Worthy is his name. Worthy is his name. Give him honor due to his name. There is no rock like our rock. There is no king like our king. Our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is wonderful. Magnify the name of the Lord. Let's magnify the Lord. Let us glorify his name. Amen. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Father, Almighty God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Father, Almighty God. Come and sing it now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Father, Almighty God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Father, Almighty God. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Jesus. You are the Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Jesus. You are the Lord. Holy Spirit, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Holy Spirit of God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Holy Spirit of God. O Shen O, O Shen O, O Shen O, Baba, O Shen, O Shen Oluwa, O Shen O, O Shen O, O Shen O, Baba, O Shen, Oluwa, O Shen, O Shen O, O Shen O, O Shen O, Baba. Our people that traveled have started returning in peace. Our children that came from schools have started returning to their schools in peace. Many evil things have happened to a lot of people this new year, but God does not permit us to have any part in them. Let's give thanks to God. Thank you for his protection. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. You are the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for protecting us. We have started moving up and down. This was how we traveled last year. And everywhere we went, you were with us. We have started traveling this year again, and you are with us. For our brethren that have returned from the places they went, for the children that have returned to their schools, and you protected, we give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We give you glory. Amen. My Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to lift up your hands to him. My Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy. Sing it again. My
Worthy to be praised. Come on, sing it. My Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. Baba Loki, Iwo Loye, Iwo Loye. Lati fogo fun Oluwa Baba Loki. Iwo Loye, Iwo Loye. Lati fogo Baba Loki, Baba Loki. Iwo Loye. Iwo Loye. Latif, my Jesus, my Jesus. You are worthy, you are worthy to be praised. My Jesus, my Jesus. You are worthy, you are worthy. Worthy. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are worthy, you are worthy, worthy to be praised.
Get a partner. Two are better than one. Shout amen.
Amen.
Why should we be grateful to God? Do you know anything he has done? Tell your partner. If you understand, let the example start. Number two, why should we be grateful to God? Amen. It's just a little different from the other one, but it's a brand new song. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to offer praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Shall we go? King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Listen. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Shall we go? King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Try it now. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. If you know he's worthy, come on, sing to him. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. You've done all that to learn the song. Now that you have known the song, lift up your hands and close your eyes and worship the Lord. Shall we go? King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Shall we sing it? King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. Children, come on, join us. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy, worthy to be praised. Anything you know God will do for us this year, thank him for it. Protection, provision, manifestation of power, support, assistance, graces, blessings, give him thanks.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Shall we be seated? King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. Come on, sing it now. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy of our praise. King of glory, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. In the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, Jesus sent letters to the seven churches in Asia. He selected these seven churches to represent all churches in all ages and in all generations. He also selected the seven churches to represent all believers in all churches, in all countries, and in all generations. Meaning, there is no place you go, there is no church of Jesus you enter that you will not see people representing, or rather resembling, one of the seven churches. He actually started by introducing himself. He doesn't introduce himself the same way to any two of the churches. And when you look at the introduction he gave of himself, in the light of the message he sent, or the message in the light of the introduction, you will see that there is correlation, there is agreement. They have to do with each other. To this church, Jesus presented himself as the one having the key. Don't forget, the message of Sunday talks about how Jesus went to hell and got back the key of the world. The key of heaven has always been with God, and he as God had the key. But listen, when he was coming to the world, he didn't come to the world as God. He came to the world as a man, trusting God. He emptied himself of all his God quality, and therefore, he could not claim to be having all powers, because he would need the help of the Father to do anything. But after his death and resurrection, he got back the power he left in heaven. While he was in hell, he got back the power of the world, the key of the world that Adam had delivered to Satan. And now, appearing to John at the island of Patmos, John fell down and said, "I became like a dead man." He was so much afraid. And Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. I am the one that has died, and I'm alive. You know what? I have the key of death and of hell." He had told John that in chapter 1. Now in chapter 3, sending the message to the church in Philadelphia, he reminded John, why telling the church that he was the one that will open, and when he opens, no man can shut it. And when he shuts the door, no man can open the door, because the key is with him, he claimed. Verse 8, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door."
Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm thinking of what I will. Stand up and shout amen 7 times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I know thy word, because I, behold, I have set before thee an open door.
Amen.
And no man can shut it.
Amen.
For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee.
Amen.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation.
Amen.
Which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Amen.
Behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. The point we are looking at here is that he says, I have set an open door before you.
Amen.
You know the meaning? He has created a door for you. But we are going to pray, Baba. Let me show you. How do I do it? Okay, fine. Somebody will do it for me. Run. Wash him. Go to that door. Run. Yes. Close the door. Let me see. Close it back so that we can hear. Open it. That door is what? If that man, instead of going that door, move to this wall. Go like this. Go. Go. Stop there. We are knock. 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 Will he enter?
No.
Why? Is the door not open? Is he able to enter? Why is he not able to enter? He can't see the door. He doesn't go to the door. He's not knocking the door. Is knocking something else. As he cannot enter, the goodness inside, can he have it? Oh my God. Can he have the goodness inside? Okay. So we are going to pray tonight. Our doors will be open.
Amen.
We will see the doors.
Amen.
We will enter into it.
Amen.
And we enjoy the goodness they are in.
Amen.
That's the purpose of the prayer of tonight. Stand up and let us pray. Let's start by thanking for all the open doors. He has opened doors. Doors in so many places. Doors in so many areas. He said, I set before thee an open door that no man can shut. Children, close your eyes, open your mouth and say, Father, thank you for the open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Doors of goodness. Doors of good health, doors of peace of mind, doors of prosperity, doors of admission, doors of marriage, doors of childbearing, doors of mobility, doors of shelter, doors of goodness. Let's thank him for the doors. He said he has set an open door. Father, thank you for the open doors. Thank you, Lord, for the open doors. We honor you for the open doors that you have set, that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, for the open doors. Let's give him glory for the open doors. Let's honor him for the open doors. Let us glorify him for the open doors. Thank you, Lord, for the open doors. We honor you for the open doors. We glorify you for the open doors. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We will pray that God, he leaded me in the path of righteousness. We are going to pray that God will guide us and lead us to the open doors. We will not leave the door and be knocking at the wall. Open your mouth and pray like that. Guide us, O Lord. Lead us, O Lord, to the open doors. That will not leave the door and be knocking at the wall. Walls that have no openings. Lord, lead us to the doors. Guide us to the doors. O Lord, lead us. O Lord, direct us. Cause us to see the doors. The doors that you have opened because of us. Jesus' name we pray. Not somebody from your house, not your friend, not a person you have prayed with today. Get three people to join you so that you'll be four. You are going to be four in the group. Four. If you love Jesus Christ, say amen. If you love Jesus Christ, say I love him. If you love Jesus Christ, tell your neighbors. If you love Jesus Christ, say it to God. If you love Jesus Christ, say amen. Take one of the doors or two. Command them to open. This is what you tell your partners. Jesus said he has set open what? Open doors before us. Door. After Jesus has opened you, you're supposed to remain what? Open. So pick one of them or two. Door of admission, for example. Door of childbearing, for example. Door of marriage, for example. Door of plenty of good money, for example. Door of good health. Door of peace of mind. Door of joy. Whichever one you feel like praying about, you tell your partner, and all of them will join you in commanding the door to open unto us. When I say us here, I mean Bible partners everywhere. Those who are here, those who are in Ado, those who are in Maryland, those who are in wherever they are all over the world. Do you understand? The number one in your group starts.
Number two.
Which door?
Amen. Let's sing this song. Mo ke pe o Oluwa Baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi o ti ya mo ke pe o Oluwa Baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun
bi mo ti n so lowo lowo is something that must happen when now
mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi o ti ya mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun
Eya fetile je ba ti mo ke mo nsin o listen
mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi Oluwa mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi o tun ya mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun
o ya ka ti mo sing Second to the last line is where you have problem. Listen.
Bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi. Je ki le kan se fun mi. Bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi.
So and lo, you jam them together.
Bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo, bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi. Je ki le kan se fun
o ya sing that alone
bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki
sing it two times last time start from beginning
mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi Oluwa mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi lekan si mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi jake la kan se fun mi
ake pe o oluwa baba wa da wa bi ati so lowo lowo yi
jake la kan se fun wa
o ti ya ake pe o oluwa baba wa da wa bi ati so lowo lowo yi
jake la kan se
e o le ko e gbo un soke igba wo ni
now when you are saying such a thing there is a way you point your finger where do you point it to at such a time okay I will wait and see the way you will sing it so let's sing it then you point the two finger the two 1 2 3 go
mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun o ti so lowo
okay oh I saw the gentleman lowo lowo this is the way you point
bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi
when now show now let me see now say it now sing it again
mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi
je ki le kun se fun mi
oluwa mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti n so lowo lowo yi
je ki le
listen if God does not pay attention to singing why does he make songbook to be the biggest in the Bible? Why some books of the Bible are having just one chapter, some two chapters, some three chapters? The songbook in the Bible is having 150 chapters. Hold it. Why does he place the songbook at the center of the Bible? The book of Psalms. Why is it in the songbook you have the longest chapter? Almost 200 verses. Psalm 119. He listens to songs. When we sing, it's like when we talk. It's like when we pray. It's like when we beg. It's like when we plead. So you can sing song to pray to God and we answer.
Mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi
je ki le kan se fun mi
yo si si mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi
je ki le
in case you don't know I never planned I was going to sing that song here tonight. As we were praying, the Spirit of God was preparing it in my heart. And do you know what I can see from it? What I can see from that song is that some doors will be open tonight. If there is any bar, if there is any key, they shall be proper.
Ake pe o oluwa baba wa da wa lohun bi ati so lowo lowo yi
je ki le kun se fun wa
yo si si ake pe o oluwa baba wa da wa lohun bi ati so lowo lowo yi
je ki le kun se fun.
In case you don't know what we are saying tonight, we are not waiting for door that we open later in April, later in August. We are talking about the door that we open when. Okay, number four, don't let me rob you. Number four, finish your point. We will come back to the song. Number three. Number what now? Okay, we still have two more, Abby. And finish it, we'll come back to read. Everybody have done his own abi. Let's return to the song. Shall we go?
Mo kepe o Oluwa Baba wa da mi le bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se fun mi o daju mo kepe o Oluwa tete wa da mi le bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se fun mi o ti su yi Eleko Egbohun soke
Now I have turned it to personal. Personal new ati gba dura igba kotan. O kan e. It's now personal. So if you like je ki lekun si fun won. Je ki lekun si fun tani. Okay, those of you don't understand Yoruba, sorry. The song says, I call upon you, Lord. Father, come and answer me. I say, I'm saying it right now, lower, lower, that is right now. Let the door open unto me.
Baba wa da mi lohun, bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi. Je ki le ko se fun mi Oluwa mo ko ran o baba tete wa da mi lohun bi mo ti so lowo lowo yi je ki le
We are now going to command every door that was locked in 2014 against us to start to open. Every door that was locked against us, listen, there was something we needed in 2014. Because the doors were locked, we couldn't get them. Let them open. If they refuse to open, let them be broken. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every door, all doors, all doors, everywhere that were closed and locked against us last year, be opened, be broken, be opened, be broken. Every bar, be broken. Every lock, be broken. Be broken. Every chain, every barrier, every bar, every law. in our ways be scattered.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Don't ask me who, I won't show you the person. And I sincerely wish the person does not necessarily show himself to you unless you know him. But you remember that sometime last year, I asked you to be praying for a brother in Abu Dhabi. I told you that his job needed the help of God. He eventually came back to Nigeria because he was changing his job. And usually there, the former company wouldn't want you to succeed. But I come to say to you that the issue of the job perfected, the visa issue perfected, any moment from now is returning. Shout, my God is great, three times. My God is great. My God is great. My God is great. And he's here tonight. We are going to pray. Like God open his door. Every other door that needs to be open for our children, for our youth, for our elderly, for our families, brothers and sisters, doors of marriage, doors of good health, doors of money, doors of mobility, doors of accommodation. Oh, you begin to cry to God. Cause them to be open. Cause them to be open. Cause them to be open. If they refuse to open, break them and scatter them so that we can enter. 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 So that we can enter.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Children, join us. You can sing it. Shall we go, everybody? Mo kepe o Oluwa tete wa da mi lohun bi mo tin sa lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi Oluwa
Oluwa ja wa wa da mi lohun bi mo tin sa lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi le kan si mo kepe o baba tete wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se.
Hold it. You know the door you want God to open better than I do. To open for you, for your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your children, for your parents. What are the doors? What are the doors? What are the doors? Open your mouth. Father, open them, open them, open them, open them, open them, open them, open the doors. Doors of wisdom, doors of understanding, doors of knowledge, doors of mobility, accommodation, advancement, increase, prosperity. Doors of money.
Akepe o baba tete wa da wa lohun Oluwa bi a tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun wa. Akepe o baba jowo wa da wa lohun bi a tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun wa. Mo kepe o Oluwa jowo wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le kan se fun mi.
Open the door, oh Lord. and promotion, door of increase, door of advancement, door of good jobs, door of good contracts, door of marriage, door of children, door of accommodation, door of mobility, door of spirituality, door of anointing, door of salvation, door of sanctification, door of baptism with the Holy Ghost. Everything we need, everything we ever need. Open the door, Lord. You are the one that opened it and no man shut it. And you are the one that shut it and no man opened it. Open the door. 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 Every barrier on the way, remove, O Lord. Every hindrance on the way, remove, O Lord. And open the door. Make it wide. When you open, no man can shut it. And when you shut the door, no man can open it. Door of customers, let them flow. Door of contracts, open unto us. Door of money, open unto us. Door of spirituality, door of graces, door of anointing, open unto us. Door of holiness, door of purity, door of power. Oh Lord, open unto us.
Open the door. Open it wide. Open the door unto us. Oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Mo ke pe o Oluwa jowo wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se fun.
This is the meaning. I call upon you, Lord. Come and answer me, Father. As I'm saying it right now, let the door open unto me. Shall we go?
Mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se fun mi Oluwa mo ke pe o Oluwa jowo wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se fun mi.
We are not going to stay too long. I'm about to close the meeting. But get a partner so that it will be two. Somebody you have not prayed with. Somebody not from your house. Brand new person.
Ake pe o Oluwa baba wa da wa lohun enikan bi a tin so lowo lowo yi je ke le ko se fun wa Oluwa gbogbo wa ni kia kia. Mo ke pe o, mo ke pe o Oluwa baba wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo lowo yi je ki le ko se.
Now let us be serious. What door you want God to open now? I'm not talking of the one we open next year. I'm talking the one that must open when? Now. If you don't have such a door, come to me. I will give you 100. Come. 100 doors that must open. If you don't have any. But if you have any, this is personal. This is your own. Ogbeni, help me tell God that God will open door of sound health unto me. That's your point. Tell God to open door of exam success unto me. That's another example. Tell God to open door of accommodation. I won't build my own house. I told you, a family called me the other day. And they said, coming to a general program, we can't do it. Our issue in this family is mobility. So pray God to give us car. I said, your wife, Uncle. He said, she's here. I said, give it to her. He gave it to her. I said, woman, do you agree with your husband? She said, yes. So mobility is the issue. She said, yes. I said, hold your hands. Only today I received a call from America. And they said, we have been trying to handle it ourselves. But I think it's now time we tell you. I said, okay, tell me. And they told me, no, I won't tell you. I said, hold your hands. They held their hands. And I said, Father, oh yeah.
Akepe Oluwa Baba wa da wa lohun bi a tin so lowo lowo yi je ke le ko se fun wa o ti ya
Akepe Oluwa
Oluwa wa baba wa da wa lohun bi a tin so lowo lowo yi je ke le ko se fun wa.
So it's two times, one time. Tell your partner, the door you don't want to open now, don't say it to, because the door will open.
Amen. I said the door will open.
Amen. Number one, talk.
Number two.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to see if we can manage one Jaga Jaga English to sing the song. Because they will call me tomorrow and say it's only Yoruba song.
Hallelujah.
During the confab, some brethren outside Nigeria were part of the confab. Okay, you have translated it. I also have one. Okay, let me try this first. If it doesn't work, then we'll join the two. Kele Matilo Kosimi Lagbari. Hallelujah. So today somebody was talking to me. He said, have not been able to talk to Brother Lagbaja for a long time. But during the confab, we jam ourselves on the Skype. So I was able to talk to him. And since then we have been talking to one another. Confab Umati. Umati Shorireo. I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, cause the door open to me, or make the door open to me. I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Make the door open to me. It's not okay yet, but the note is complete. You can then adjust it later. I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Ojiya, I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. As I'm saying it to you. Be motions all lower. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Say that one. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Take that again. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me once again. As I'm saying it to you right now. Children, you should be able to sing that. You can't sing Yoruba, you can't sing English. Which one do you sing? As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Again. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Oh yeah. I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Otiya, I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Once again. Some people have no need to. Anytime, Oku sing lawo, mi ma ku lori e. 1, 2, sing.
I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Otiya, I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, may not open to me. Lekan si, I call upon you, O Lord. Father, come and answer me. As I'm saying it to you right now, may not open to me. Otiya, okepe o Oluwa. Baba wa da mi lohun bi mo tin so lowo yi je ki le kun se fun mi.
That is the defining song for us under this program. The door we are talking about are going to open when?
Now.
When will they open?
Now.
So get to that place, you tell that door, I am here already. You just have to do what? You need to see the MD. They said the MD is busy. Where you sit down there waiting for them to come back. As I am saying it right. As I'm saying it to you right now, make the door open to me. Be more things on the wall.
jekile kun si fun mi o ti ya mo ke pe o oluwa baba wa da mi lohun be mo tin so lowo lowo yi jekile kun si fun mi.
God is great. Have your seat. This fasting and prayer program continues when? Tomorrow and next tomorrow. Make sure you fast tomorrow. Children, when fasting is done properly, it doesn't kill. In fact, it is beneficial physically as well as spiritually. Apart from making your prayer to be stronger, apart from forcing you to pray, because even if you try to forget to pray, when hunger wires you, you know why it is wiring you, then you pray. It also helps your body. It gives your digestive system rest. And it gives you extra confidence that you are not only asking, you are also knocking. And the door will open unto you. Let's make sure we fast and pray tomorrow. The focus of today is open door. The focus of tomorrow is simple, provision. Everybody say provision. You didn't say it well. Say it again. When God made the world, you can see everything we are praying about this time in the message of the teaching of yesterday. When God made the world, He configured the world in such a way that no inhabitant of the world will lack anything in his habitat. When you are where God expects you to be, all that you need are made available there. So we are telling God that this year, by His grace, we'll stay within the circle, we'll remain in His secret place, we'll be where He wants us to be, and we will be given adequate provisions. Is that clear? Adequate what? Provisions. When we need help, help will come. When we need comfort, comfort will come. When we need joy, joy will come. When we need assurance, assurance will come. When we need money, money will come. When we need mobility, mobility will come. Transportation will come at the right time. Everything we need will come at the right time. In case you don't understand, when we say provision, we don't mean only food. We don't mean only money. We mean provision of all. He says, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. That's the focus of the prayer of tomorrow. And it shall be well in Jesus' name. Don't forget that next tomorrow will be coming. Tomorrow I will give you the focus of the prayer of next tomorrow if Jesus tarries.